This session may be, I think, probably the most humbling session in this whole picture, because this is where we just come face to face with our sin before a holy God. So we go from one extreme to the other, Genesis 1 and 2, this grand picture of God, His love for us, creating us in His image, and then our rebellion against Him. And to really make sure that as you're looking through Genesis 3, as you're leading somebody else to look through Genesis 3 through 11, this is a mirror of our own hearts, of our own tendencies, and this is where we really come face to face with our sinfulness and with the effects of sin in a fallen world. And the way that plays out in this disciple-making relationship just can go in all kinds of different directions.
Yeah, because sometimes we read the story of Adam and Eve and the serpent, and we almost separate ourselves from it, and we don't realize that Satan still speaks to us today. He still gets thoughts in our heads. You know, we get these different lies that we're told that ultimately originate from the evil one. And for you, even you as the leader, us as leaders, having been Christians for a while, to say, look, those thoughts still get in my head. You know, he's still deceiving me, and to even talk about, wait, what are some of the lies that I'm starting to believe?
And that is so key, because most often I think we have a tendency to look at sin as behavioral issue, which it is in some sense. But there's a root going on here. Like, they ate a piece of fruit that was disobedient. But at the core, they were believing that God is not good, that he doesn't know what's best for them. Yeah. And so when you're walking through in a disciple-making relationship with somebody, and they're struggling with a particular sin, which we need to talk about how to make sure that's a clear part of this relationship, being honest about those things. But when we're honest about those things, that we don't just talk about, okay, how can we address the behavior, to really dig deep and say, well, what's the belief problem here? What are the things that you're believing, the lies that you're believing, that are leading you to sin in these ways? Otherwise, we're just putting Band-Aids on broken limbs.
Yeah, because when you look at the heart of Eve at that moment, it's not just that she ate of this fruit, but Satan was trying to get her to act independently of God. Like, you know, which is a temptation for all of us. We want control of our lives. This whole idea of, he's the creator, I was created for him. We try to take that away from him and go, no, I'm going to do this. And those are thoughts that, again, at the core of our being, it's evil. And it's like, Lord, take that away from me. I want to submit to you. I want to be under. The other thing, though, too, about this lesson about the fall is, I know that some people are just angry with something from the past and have blamed God. Well, why did God let this happen? And I just know when I understood the fall, it helped me go, okay, so this is part of living in a broken world, in a world that's under the curse. These things are going to happen, rather than saying, oh, there must not be a God because some bad things happened to me. The curse kind of opened my eyes. And so you may be, you know, talking to your disciple and bring some of those things out, you know, make sure that we deal with those things. Again, with sin issues too, again, be the leader, even in confession. I just remember there have been times in my life when someone I admired so much was honest with me and said, hey, I blew it in this area. And not that it makes you feel better, but almost a sense of, oh, okay, it almost lets your guard down. Okay, let me be honest. Because sometimes discipleship relationships can get very fake and surfacey, and we try to give the right answer. And so for you to open it up honestly, I mean, the Bible commands us, confess your sins to one another, and you've got to model that for the person you're leading. And I know that I think in our human mind we think, no, let me hide that. Let me pretend it's not there because I want this person to respect me. But then you just live in a lie.
Absolutely. And so clearly, practically, there's so much to be explored here. This is so much more than just a Bible study. And that's true for all of this. But as you walk through these issues with a person or a small group of people, spend time confessing sin. You lead the way in that, just like Francis was just saying, to lead the way in that. Or confessing struggles. Here's where I've been angry with God or had struggles because of the effects of a fallen world in my life. And then tease that out. in all kinds of different ways in other people's lives that you're walking through this with. And just make sure that none of this just stays at the surface. This has got to go to the core issues of our hearts and our minds. This disciple-making mustn't just stay up here in this, okay, we're walking through a Bible passage together, that's what we do. No, we're walking through struggles with sin.
And I would say, as you do that, don't just leave it with, okay, I blew it. Yeah. Because even in relationships like that, it's reminding the other person, okay, you've got power over this, though. Yeah. Reminding them of the power of the Holy Spirit, and not, you know, with every temptation, there was a way of escape. Mm-hmm. You could have escaped it, because you don't want to just get in this mode of confession without reminding them of the power that's in them. And so close that way of, hey, we're going to repent. We're going to walk away from this because we have power over it.
All in the grace of God. Amen. Just to remind them, you know, by grace, through faith, you are righteous before God, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Just to leave there. So now, with the power that is in us, in Christ, let's live this out. So by God's grace, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So keep hammering that home, especially as you spend time being honest about sin, spend time just rejoicing in salvation. Mm-hmm.